The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Alrighty, folks, we're back with the second hour of the National Intel Report. I'm filling in for Michael Herzog, and he's not feeling well. He will be back next week, and maybe him and I will work out something where we can swap out Tuesdays or some other days. I'm finally almost settled in my new home, so I'd like to get the show back on a regular pace if we can figure out how to do it. I have my guest, Ron O'Donnell, 45 or 50 year, maybe, I don't know how many year, attorney and law professor with us on the show. We're going to start and get into the foreclosure issue that is all around us, and it's just going to get worse. I can personally quote on this about foreclosures because I went through one. Not because I couldn't pay the mortgage, but because I wanted to find out exactly who owns my mortgage, who owns my note, and can they prove it? And there's a lot of things going on that there is no proof. And a lot of you know that, at least I hope many of you know that when you take out a loan, there is no money. It's all smoke and mirrors. It's all digital entries on a computer. And you're not really taking out a mortgage. You're involved in a securitization scheme, and you're just a unknowing and unwitting victim of the banking system. So Ron is going to tell us all about it. Michael is putting up a banner for Ron, who will be holding a foreclosure seminar on how to fight foreclosures and fight them successfully and take your home and tell the bankers to go take a hike. And that banner, Michael will be putting it up. It's also on the front page of the LibertyBeacon.com, which is the TLB Talk news site. And you can click on that, check it out. And if you want to come, you can register. So, Ron, take it away. Let's get into the call. We're going to have callers this hour. 512-248-8252. Look at that. I got it right. And we'll take calls as soon as somebody wants to have a question or whatever. And Ron is just going to pick up now and start talking about foreclosure problems. Take away, Ron.
Well, again, I want to thank you for your patience in the first hour, because it's a very hard concept to get the average person, human being, a carpenter, a plumber, you know, and those are male and female, it doesn't matter, family members, to go ahead and it's hard to realize that your government sold you out, that the Democratic Party sold you out to the communists. And they got paid for it. Look at Hunter Biden. And I think that's what, you know, really Donald Trump was trying to get across. But he doesn't have our background. You know, he was in commercial real estate, etc. But we're talking about homeowners. And when you stop and think about it, just do some numbers. If I get 3% of your homes in North America a year, which is the typical foreclosure ratio, and I do that for 10 years, I got 30% of the real estate in the United States of America. I do it for 20 years. I got 60% of the real estate in the United States of America. And if I do it for 30 years, I own 90% of the real estate in North America. Now, how do I do it? I do it by hiring attorneys in the United States of America who will sell out their mother for enough money. That's what is going on. They're saving their own skin, taking the money, just like Hunter Biden, just like Joe Biden, just like the Democratic Party, just like crooked Hillary, just like, you know, what we've been witnessing for 30 friggin' years here, and the Communist Chinese Party is every year they're getting another percentage of North American real estate. We need to organize and stop it, or we will no longer be North America, United States of America. We will just be annexed by China. So this could go on and on and on, our show. But I want to get down to the nitty-gritty here.
Hey, Ron.
And I'd like to have some callers.
Ron. Yeah. Hey, Ron, we got a caller now. Yeah. We have Kevin in New Hampshire, who is a paralegal, and he has a he's a foreclosure fighter, too. Kevin, welcome to RBN, to the National Intel Report, with my guest, Ron O'Donnell. I think you guys might know each other.
Hey, Tom.
Welcome, Kevin.
Hey, Mr. O'Donnell, how are you tonight?
Welcome, Kevin.
All right, thank you very much. So, yeah, I guess I've been listening to you, and I hear Tom, because Tom and me have been in this fight for a while. We're in this fight for a while, a couple of things I wanted to just reiterate that you had made mention of previously was, I personally have, attempted to help a lot of people, but what has happened is usually they don't have either the money or the legal acumen to help themselves, first of all. And of course, the court systems will just spit them out very quickly. as Tom knows, I'm probably one of the few people that's actually gotten a judgment against a so-called lender, if you want to call it that. A lot of these are hedge funds or other things. But the situation, as it unfolded almost 3 years later, as they attempted to foreclose, despite knowing that there was a legal judgment that was in effect, that we had gotten through the court system in New Hampshire. So the fight started all over again. And when you're talking about the judges and the lawyers being involved in this, there's no question about it, and I give you a lot of credit for what you're doing, because there aren't too many attorneys that would be doing what you're doing now. But when we get to the position where now I'm defending a foreclosure despite having a judgment, the same judge that gave me the judgment decides that she is going to reverse herself and vacate the judgment that was sitting for 3 years, and the fight starts all over again. But so when you're talking about the judges and the system being involved in this, without a question, there's no doubt in my mind, just because of having lived through it and seen other people that have lived through it that we've attempted to help. But I guess moving forward, what I kind of like to get some understanding with, because as you know, there's a lot of people out there that were selling a lot of different things to help homeowners out, but many of them didn't know what they were doing. They didn't understand what was going on, and they led a lot of people down a bad path, and taking money from them when they didn't have any to start out with. But what really, in a nutshell, is the remedy here? you know, considering what and how deep this thing is, in all the different facets with MERS and securitization and you know the whole gambit of what they do with these mortgages.
Is that a question?
Yeah, I was just asking you, basically in a nutshell, what do you see as the remedy?
Well, okay. I'm glad you asked that question, because that is, you hit the nail on the head, right, with that question. And thank you for calling in. I'm saying if we can afford $800 billion to fight a war in Ukraine, it's none of our business. We can afford $800 billion people to defend Americans' homes and to fight our argument and to supplement the payments for American homeowners that they, through no fault of their own, can't make due to the international financial crisis. So we can have our Congress appropriate $1 trillion to American property owners' causes in forms of interest rate reduction, pay towards our legal fees, because we know the whole system is fraudulent. Well, we need to appropriate that money, and the only way we can do it is if we, the people, join together, like I mentioned earlier in the last hour, and form a coalition that promises politicians that they will lose their seat if they don't join us. Because we will unify around this topic of allocating $1 trillion or whatever it takes to recapture our geography called the United States of America, because without it, there is no U.S. Treasury. There is no U.S. government without we, the people. I hope I answered that appropriately.
Yeah, good. Thank you very much. There's one other point I wanted to bring up was, and I wanted your insight on this, because some of the research that we had done was that, obviously, we were able to uncover, I mean, first of all, through a lot of the MERS documents, we were able to uncover that any of the MERS mortgages, the original paperwork was destroyed. And they were just electronic images of everything. And then when foreclosure time rolled around, they were creating documents in their document alteration centers for the different banks around the country. But also, we also found evidence of that these loans that were supposedly supposed to be securitized in these different trusts were actually in multiple trusts, and that we actually may have even sold some of these multiple times to one trust, and including to Chinese interest. Is that anything that you have any information or insight on?
Well, I can only say this. Yes, I do have some insight on that. And back when it was going on with the Federal Trade Commission, all of these securities had to be registered with the Federal Trade Commission. And on these trusts that were secured by the full faith and credit of the United States with the Securities and Exchange Commission, for those that didn't understand English like Chinese, they inserted right in the FTC a copy of the American flag on the upper right-hand corner of that securitized offering. So if you were in China and you were with the Chinese Communist Party, you didn't have to read the document that's filed, the securitized document, the pool and servicing agreement. All you had to do was identify that it was secured by the full faith and credit of the United States of America, which was represented by the American flag, and I'm sure you've seen it on these pooling and servicing agreements. And that meant that it was secured by the Treasury of the United States of America, and that you would get your money and interest with no repercussions or without a doubt. That was a little symbol that they would put in the FTC. And look at the FTC filings. And you'll just scroll down, and every fifth one or tenth one, depending, because they also securitized planes, trains, you know, car loans, you know. Well, the ones that are secured by the U.S. Treasury have a little American flag on the upper right-hand corner, and that should tell you something. The others don't.
Okay, well, thanks for the
right
for that insight.
So, right out in the open.
Yeah,
right
that,
in
that's
the
great.
Open.
So,
right in your face.
So if you can't get the funding to help out these homeowners, how do you where do you see this thing going? Do you see that there's going to be a massive foreclosure wave where Chinese just start calling in their alleged investments, or I mean,
they
how do you see this thing unfolding?
They already did call them in. Now, what we have to do is file our, you know, affirmative defenses against each and every foreclosure individually, and I could send you out a template that you could use to get the process moving. But we need millions of people defending their homes. Because what they've done, I mean, I had a neighbor right here and walked out of a $750,000 home 10 years ago because they were ashamed and humiliated that they couldn't make their monthly payment, not knowing that they had rights that were being violated. And had they known their rights, they'd still be in their million-dollar home. That's what it's worth now.
Well,
we
I can
need
tell you from
to wake people up. People are humiliated that first face foreclosure. We need them to get over that. That's an emotion.
That's one of the biggest. That's one of the biggest pitfalls, Ron. Is by the time people are at the point of desperation, it's almost too late. If you are facing foreclosure, or if you even think you may face foreclosure, you need to get a hold of somebody, get a hold of Ron immediately, and find out what can be done, because we can stop this thing.
Absolutely. And you know that show that comes on, To Keep It, I keep remembering their isn't that Thompson? Jimmy Thompson.
Closure.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, that's a wonderful place to start. They don't even charge you to look into it for you. So they've advertised on RBN all the time. And that would be, you know, for people that are, like, you know, suffering. You need to start. You need to start defending yourself. And, you know, I've talked to him, Thompson, about two or three times in 10 years. And what he does is he puts together a securitization report. Some people call it a Bloomberg report or whatever. And it's you know, good enough to get started with.
Yeah, he reviews your documents, your current loan documents, takes a look at them and sees what holes are in there. A lot of these mortgages have big, big gaping holes in them. And it's just the getting the right attorney into the court or doing it yourself if you feel like you can do pro se. I mean, I've done all my own, and I've won a bunch of cases, you know, not foreclosures particularly, but all kinds of cases in court, and you know it's not that hard really, and or you can find a competent attorney and you know go after these guys, but you got to have somebody that's going to put the banker's feet to the fire. That's the issue. They can't back down. They can't cower because the judge gives them a dirty look or you know, gives them a bunch of crap. We got to fight this standing on our feet.
Yep. And here's the point. Okay, we're having a seminar on January 28th. It's only one day at LAX Hilton. If you can get there, I recommend that you do. If you can't afford, you know, the $395 to attend the seminar, if you email me, I'll help get you there. I know you're coming from New Hampshire, or you may be coming from Maine or Florida or whatever. If you can just handle the travel expenses, get you there. I want you there. It's that important. And by the way, the lead attorney on that is Al West from Redondo Beach. He's been in this for years, 20 years. And Dave Krieger that wrote the book, Clouded Titles. And Dave's done reports for San Francisco, for counties in in Texas, for Osceola County in Florida. I want to introduce you to these people. There is help out there, but you have to reach out to get that help. They don't know how to contact you. You need to contact them. And you can do that. If you need help, you know, I have a website or an email address called foreclosureammunition@gmail.com. And I can guide you there. That's all free. But you on your end and not cower down and say, well, I'm just going to walk out of my house and lose my life, my property, my everything I own because I can't afford an attorney. No, there's things you can do and you can actually win. In fact, you're going to find that there's a lot of people that will help you that are in the same boat as you are. You don't have to be ashamed. You don't have to think that you're all alone in this game.
Well, what's the what did you calculate? I think you gave me a number, Ron, about you know, what you feel or what you calculated, what the foreclosures are going to start accumulating, you know, over the next couple of years are going to just start to get exponential.
Well, we've lost. Okay, good question. We've lost over 22 million homes in foreclosure. And I estimate in the next 2 years, there's going to be another 22 million that'll be lost. If I were the head of the Communist Party, I would strike now. When people are on their knees. When there's a financial crisis going on.
Well, you know, so many people, Ron, instead of trying to fight this, they say, I can't afford a lawyer. They just hand the keys over or they just let them, you know, say, okay, you got to go. They just walk away. And, you know, that's absolutely ridiculous to do. I used to go down to the courthouse, Ron, and I used to look at all the foreclosures and I write down the names and numbers and I would call these people and I'd say, hey, you're in foreclosure. They're trying to sell your house. I can help you stop that. And most of the time, their phone numbers are disconnected, or when I was able to get a hold of them, sometimes I actually had to go to the house, find the next-door neighbor, get some kind of information on how to contact the owner that's in foreclosure, and go to them and say, look, we can stop this. And they go, I don't have the time, or I don't have, you know, so, you know, you got to stand up for yourself. Even if your mortgage is paid in full, you know, it's, you know, current, not paid in full, but you wouldn't have a mortgage. If your mortgage is current and you're not behind, you don't anticipate that you will fall behind on your mortgage, you can still challenge the documents involved in the scam that's going on with your current mortgage. This can be torn apart and shredded.
Tom, it's called predatory lending.
Yep.
And, you know, I would start every conversation with, I'm a victim of predatory lending. I mean, I never would agree to an 8.5% interest that I can't afford to pay. I don't know where the hell I'm ever expected to get the money to do it. It was always predatory lending. And that's what the Chinese Communist Party would do. They would impose predatory lending to effectively have the land, the real estate with the house on it, turned over, the title to that property, through to China Party through one of its agents. One of its agents would be a bank, for example, or a mortgage company that's foreclosing on you. We need to identify who's doing it. It's the Chinese Communist Party. When these judges wake the hell up, and these attorneys that are being bought and paid for by the Chinese Communist Party, just like Joe Biden is, our president, just like his son is, Hunter Biden, and Joe Biden's brother is, and I might add Hillary Clinton, Bill Clinton, Dianne Feinstein here, our senator, she used to be, Kamala took her place briefly. Now she's the vice president. She had a Chinese spy as her bodyguard for 30 years. If I were the head of the Chinese Communist Party, I would put a Chinese spy as a driver in Dianne Feinstein's car every single day for 30 years, which was done. Frightening, huh?
Their whole place is frightening.
I can't believe we don't have any other callers. Vince, thanks for calling, okay?
Hey, Tom?
Yeah.
I'm just saying I'm so with you. I was listening to you. Yeah, thanks a lot. I really appreciate everything you said, and right on point. And I appreciate the call and you spreading the information. Thanks, Tom, and thanks, Ron.
Yeah, and please stay in touch with us through RBN, will you?
No, I will, definitely. And just one more thing I wanted to point out was that I've actually been to Al West and Krieger's seminars previously in person and also online, have all their books, and it's great information. So if there's anybody out there that really wants to understand, Al's a real fighter, true fighter in this thing. And I got to see some of the videos that he did with, doing, I would call it a quasi-deposition of people that were inside these document alteration centers, and it's mind-blowing what's going on. But yeah. Thank you again. Thanks, Tom.
Thanks, Kevin, and I really appreciate it. Eventually this thing's it's either going to get solved or it's going to blow up, and, we're going to have so many more homeless people than we got already. Hey, Ron, maybe
we're
you can
have
touch...
a revolution.
Well, I hopefully it's a peaceful one. Why don't you touch on how their little securitization scam works, Ron, after the break?
After
okay?
The break, sure.
Yeah.
Truth. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Hi, Tom Bolton for EaseOff. I know so many of you are finding our EZ4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation, but today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Carrie. Great product, and I will continue to use. I've been taking it for over a year now. I'm 60 and feel great. I would highly recommend this product to anyone over the age of 40. Amazon customer, 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. Extendivite has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Great product. I use regularly, and I rarely get sick. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on long-term food storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
Now God's finest little creatures, looking brave and strong, whistling past the graveyard, nothing can go wrong. Quoting from the scriptures with patriotic tears, we got the same old men with the same old fears. Standing at attention, wrapped in stars and stripes, they hear the phantom drummers and the non-existent pipes. These days the buck stops nowhere, no one takes the blame, but evil is still evil in anybody's
name. All right, a little disco music to start the... All right, we're in the last half hour. We got some callers that we want to deal with. Once we're done with that, Ron is going to get into the securitization scheme. And it's going to blow your mind that, you know, I know a lot of people know about the money issue and, you know, the Federal Reserve accounting unit denominators, which are short for fraud. And it's just unbelievable how we are in these contracts of adhesion. And they're just stealing from us, just absolutely stealing. So we have James from Vancouver. Welcome, James. He's north of the border. You know, I'm half Canadian, too.
Yeah, welcome. That song by Don Henley. Don Henley wraps it up pretty well. I know how to take your property away from you, and you can't do nothing about it in court. And you know how that is? I just get you to take a vaccine that's going to kill you.
Oh, geez.
There you go. That's what it's doing.
Yep.
How many people are dying out there, and what's being done?
Yeah,
with
how many people are dropping dead right on TV, right on the football field, right on the sports field, and people are going, "Oh well, that just happens." Sorry, that doesn't happen. Yeah,
right.
I'm sorry. I haven't taken a shot in 45 years. I'm not about to start. They almost killed me with a swine flu shot in the 76 when I was in the military, and I couldn't say no. Just like the people are today, the Marine, you know, the military members are being forced out. So all we're going to do is have a bunch of soldiers out on the battlefield looking down their pants to see whether I'm going to be a girl or a boy today. You know, so anyway,
well,
we got a bunch
idea.
Of callers. So James, talk with Ron, get your question, and let's see what we can do.
Yeah, well, I just wanted to know a little historical comment that Truman fired MacArthur over Korea, but I think it was David Rockefeller that told Truman to fire MacArthur because David Rockefeller and those guys, they bought Asia years ago. So even the North Korea, I mean, that's bought and paid for by the same investment bankers that lend the good guys the money. It's all the same thing. Whether the communists, they got them all controlled, and then they let the people work it out. Well, here's a rifle. Go fight communism, see? That's my comment. So I'll let you guys go.
Oh, right. Thank you, buddy. I appreciate you. I haven't talked to you in a while, so I'm glad. It's good to hear you again. So thank you very much. Ron, you have anything you want to rebuttal there, respond?
Well, really, no. You know, he's got, you know, his opinion.
Yep.
We all have opinions, but I mean,
okay.
I don't see anything that he had to say zero down to what we're focusing on today, which is stopping the Chinese party from taking over the landmass of North America. I didn't hear that out of anything he said.
Okay. Yeah, I think he just had a, you know, just a comment in general about, you know, people are dying, so you know what? They're taking their houses without a fight.
Let's go on to the next column. Let's go on.
Okay, thanks, James. I appreciate it. All right, so we have Joe, Wisconsin. Where's my message? Joe in Wisconsin, I believe.
Yes.
Hi, Joe.
I think what the last caller was trying to say is that we've heard today from Ron the communist Chinese about 16 times, and I think what the last caller was trying to say is there's people behind communism that and the communist Chinese are just being used just like and everybody else is by those people that started communism in the first place. And when Ron says we owe this money to China, actually we owe it to the people that started money. They're the ones that own it. Whoever creates the money, we got to pay it back to them at interest, plus interest. And that's what I think the last caller was trying to say.
Yeah, that's one of the deficiencies of our current money system is the way I explain it to people is you and your buddies want to play poker and I got a deck of cards and you want to borrow my cards. So I'm going to lend each of you 13 cards, but when you're done, I want 15 back. It's impossible.
Right.
Yep,
it's
we
impossible.
Will never, ever get out of debt.
No, and if Ron's got this idea of how to save people's houses from being foreclosed on, who does that? Attorneys do it. That's what he is.
Yeah, but
I assume
it's not that hard, really. You know, there is a lot of problems with the current attorneys, but there are attorneys out there that will fight you, and they will fight for you the correct way. This is really the methods that Ron has outlined are just unbelievably simple, and I can't believe that somebody hadn't thought of it previously.
Is he a member of the Bar Association?
No.
No.
Oh, he's not.
No,
absolutely not.
Yep.
Well, that's
a resounding no.
I've had my battles with the IRS, with the FBI, and on and on and on. They took down my Facebook sites. I've been attacked since I've been trying to mention the Chinese Communist Party involvement in the United States Treasury for 25 years now. I was always attacked. And I'll get into that some other day, but today is not about my life story. I mean, even to the point of death, where they wired my car, and I,
This country's been in debt.
They tried to kill me more than once. Over this topic. I'm not kidding.
Okay, this country's been in debt.
Not about since.
Hey, Ron, hang on, Ron. He's trying to get a point across.
You keep bringing up the Chinese Communist Party, and it's no different than the Democrat Party or the Republican Party or any other party that the
It is different. They control the Democratic Party. They control our president. Oh, yeah. This is a war between the United States and China, but it's not a hot war yet.
Who started communism?
When we get into... Who started it?
Yeah, who started communism and made China communist?
What's that, Mao Zedong or one of them guys? I don't even know that answer.
It's another political party. Come on, nobody started it. The United States government didn't start the Communist Party.
No, the people that run the
Communist Party. That's what he's saying. He's saying that it was started long before China was ever formed.
That's what I'm saying. The people that started communism made China communist.
What is
just like they're making us communist.
Communism. Stop. What is the difference between communism and capitalism as you understand it?
There ain't much difference, really. There's not much difference. Both sides love money, and one side loves power more. The communists love money and power, and they use their money and power to get other people to convince them that they should love money so that they can use them and get everything they have.
Okay, so what you're saying is the United States is a communist country.
Absolutely, yes, I am saying that. The people that run this country, not the people, the common people who don't know their A from the hole in the ground, it's the people that run this country. Yes, this is a communist country. They try to pull it off as a capitalist country.
We have a communist party. We have a communist party right here in our country.
That's just for show. That's just to make the common people think that it ain't going to get anywhere. The real communists are running
Democratic Party, too. No, they have the Democratic Party, too.
And they have the Republican Party. They're all run by the same communists.
That's why I'm a proponent of us setting up an American party that we will vote against anyone that will not vote for a trillion to preserve homeownership in land in America. That includes farmers. That includes cattle herdsmen. That includes typical property, single-family residence owners. It excludes commercial real estate holders.
Whose machines are you going to vote on?
I want paper ballots myself.
Ours.
All right. Thank you, buddy. Listen, we got three more callers stacked up. I really wanted Ron to be able to touch on the scheme works. So I want to try to get through these calls. And you know what, Michael, Michael's going to set up another day for me to bring you back on, Ron, because this is going to be more than a 1-2 hour show can deal with. So, but
whole country.
Yep, it's a mess. All right,
do it in an hour. You know.
Yep, thank you very much. Thanks for your call. And listen, you know, we'll make an announcement when I'll be back on with Ron again. We have Patricia in Florida, I believe, is next.
Hi. Yes.
Hi.
Hi. Thank you for taking this. I just turned it on, and I'm floored because 5 years ago, I lost my place, and I contacted Jimmy and borrowed money to be able to do this, and it didn't work. And he said it was because the judges in Florida are so corrupt. And
yeah, the judges in Florida, what the judges are, they're being paid to clear the dockets, which I was blown away when I heard that.
$20,000 per foreclosure is what I was told. $20,000 per foreclosure. Anyway, I fought it in every possible way I could. At the time, I couldn't even walk. And since then, I've been fixed so I can walk. But I still don't know what happened. And now hearing this Chinese aspect of it makes me even more furious all over again. I lost everything. And we fought it in federal court. It was supposed to be. They convinced me that federal court had to follow the rules. Well, apparently they didn't. And even though I had a good cause, I had a good way to fight it, it didn't work. And so...
Could you do me a favor? Leave your phone number with Mike. I'd like to give you a call and delve into that a little bit with you. All right, because I fought Wells Fargo for over 5, 6, 7 years. And I'd like to discuss what happened with yours, and then I'll get with Jimmy and see what went on.
Yeah,
could you do that for me?
I don't know, and I lost the phone that had his personal number on it.
I can get you back in touch with him. Well, you can call the 800 number, 855, to keep it. But if you can leave your number with Mike, I want to get back with you and discuss this deeper.
And what's your name again?
I'm Tom D.
Okay.
Yeah, Tom D.
Yes, I would like some because I still don't know what happened. They said they took away 12 truckloads of my belongings. They didn't even put them outside where you're supposed to.
No, they don't. They just trash everything.
No, they didn't trash it. They took it and sold it because some of that was brand new. I had 5 years of food, stored food, organic stored food.
And they didn't give you an opportunity to, they just came and dragged you out of the house? Is that basically what happened?
The first time they told me they were going to, and then they called me back and said, oh, we found out you have a federal lawsuit, we're standing down. But the following week after that, I got a voicemail at midnight saying to be ready to leave at 9 a.m. in the morning. And I could barely walk, I'm telling you. And then I called all night long. I didn't dare to go to sleep. And I called all night long trying to get hold of somebody at the police department. They threatened to throw me in jail if I ever called them again for harassing a police officer.
Was the case still active at that time?
I don't know what that means. Probably.
Did they dismiss your case and then they said, okay, now we're going to come and get you? Do you know if what the
did
you know what?
Let's not beforehand.
let me get into this more deep with you, Anna. Michael, please take her number and I'm going to give you a call back. I want to know exactly what happened because you still may have some action that you can go back after these, especially if you had a case that was active and they violated the federal court.
They probably did something. It seems to me they did something in September and they never got around
We're guessing at what they might have done. I'm going to need the case number and all that if you can, or at least get your name and address.
I don't have any paperwork. I have nothing left.
Okay, well, we'll find it. I can go into Pacer and we can find it. But please leave your name and number with Michael. Okay, and then I'll give you a call back.
That gives me
some
hope.
I'm so sorry. I know what it's like. I went through it myself.
It's got me all shook up hearing about it again because I can't believe this is happening to other people too.
And it's only going to get worse. It's going to get worse.
Yes, I know. I want to fight this for them too.
Okay.
Sorry.
I'm so sorry, Pat.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
See, this is the stuff they're doing to us and doing to the citizens of this country. Okay, and we have, I'm sorry, Patricia, that's really just blows me away. Okay, so we had Patricia, we got Tom in Utah. We got three more callers after him. Tom in Utah.
Oh, I heard the Stargate noise. I've been curiously aware of this transfer of property to China in the packing industry. For example, my mother's side, we have a large packing processing operation in northern Utah. About 5 or 6 years ago, I was a little bit surprised, but not surprised totally, when I found out that the Springfield Meats had taken over E.R. Miller Packing. And then I found out that Springfield was actually operated by the Chinese. And then, of course, since I had worked in veterinary pathology, I started checking around with some of my old clients, finding out that they were slipping into Chinese ownership as well. A lot of the poultry industry, the dairy industry, the packing industry, all of those have been slipping into Chinese ownership. And that's
I don't understand why we're allowing China to come in and buy up our assets. I don't understand why they're allowing that. It's suicide. You know, they might as well just put a gun to our heads and, you know, pull the trigger. I mean, this is suicide.
Well, see, this is actually better for the Chinese. They don't have to fire a single shot.
Right.
They don't have to have to maintain or provide for a invading army. All they do is just let us turn all of our resources over to them.
Yep. All right. Well, thank you, Tom. I appreciate it.
You said it all.
Yep. He said it all.
Right there.
Please go into Tom in Utah.us. Go into Tom in Utah.us and you'll see another mechanism that the Chinese have done their duty.
Okay, say that again, Tom.
Go to TomInUtah.us.
You broke up a little.
TomInUtah.us.
Okay.
My phone number is at the bottom, and I can tell you what I could not or dare not publish.
Okay, TomInUtah.us.
.com is another case where I'd like Ron to look at.
Okay, all right, I'll get this over to Ron. To Ron, and we'll go over it. We'll take a look at it. Thank you, buddy. Appreciate it. We've got a couple more calls I want to try to get through them. I don't think we're even going to get to what Ron needed to talk about.
His own words, Tom. His own words were he dare not talk about it.
Right.
Which implies there were repercussions that he was afraid that would happen to him.
Yep.
That's not a fact. That's not
right.
The justice system.
All righty.
But anyway, next call.
So we got Tina in California, I believe, Mike. Is she next?
Yes.
Okay. Hi,
Hello?
Tina. Hi.
Hi there. Hi, Ron.
hi, Tina.
I get all you've been saying, it seems like there's very little hope, if ever, for those of us who lost our homes and fought a hard, long battle. But had you ever thought about all these fines that these big banks have been paying, billions here, $5 million, $50 million, $3.7 billion, that money that they pay all goes back to the Treasury for them to loan out to the banks to bail them out again.
Yeah, why it's just the cost of doing business. That's all it is, cost of doing business.
Why don't we fight for that money to compensate the homeowners?
Exactly. I know there was a big settlement in 2007, was it, Ron? Remember the big one where 49 of the 50 states
were... Yeah, and all the money went to the government, not
right.
one dime went to the homeowners, and yet they called it the homeowners' settlement.
Yeah, the homeowner relief. It's a blatant lie.
And no homeowner got any relief or they got no money. It went back to the government.
Can we fight more for doing that and getting them to pay that money to us?
Communist Party.
Well, what we have to do is we have to fight one house at a time at the moment and get this information out on how to put the bankers out of business as far as foreclosures. And Ron's got the solution.
But But that doesn't help those who have been fighting for years and lost it.
I understand. There's a lot of things that there's just, you know, at the moment, there's nothing we can do about it. Hey, I want to go back after Wells Fargo from years ago, but that may happen. We may be, see, you got to understand fraud. Fraud has no statute of limitation. Fraud vitiates everything.
No. According to the FBI, speaking personally with them, in certain states like California, fraud, the only fraud that has no limitations is like if you murder someone or something like that. They have specifically told me, and I've looked it up, it appears that there is a statute of limitations on regular fraud. And if somebody can tell me how to get around that, I would love to hear that. I would love to have a way.
I'll let Ron answer that question.
Well, there is no statute of limitations on fraud, Tina.
Well, the FBI told her that there is.
There is none. Fraud vitiates everything.
Okay, so how do we get that through?
What are you quoting? You just quoted a California statute. Yeah.
I'm just looking here on the internet. Well, in general, the state of California has a statute of limitations of 3 years for the crime of fraud.
What is that statute number?
I'm trying to find it. I'm just reading it here. And if I find it, I won't find it quick enough to answer on the air, but I will send it to you.
Yeah. Well, you know what? That's probably written by a fraudster that's protecting himself. I want it from the state legislature.
Okay.
Look on the state legislature laws and show me a statute of limitations on fraud, because there is none.
Okay, so how do we plead it in court papers?
Well, first of all, you have to know what you're doing and not rely on this internet, because there's, for every piece of truthful information, there are 100 that are written by professional, like YouTube and Facebook, and, you know, that's what the big deal is going on with all this.
All right, I found what she's looking at. It says it's got to do with real estate. It says 3 years, and this is like if you buy a house from somebody and there was a defect in there, and they knew about it, and they didn't tell you, and it cost you a ton of money to fix, you know, a cracked foundation, whatever. And
right,
that has a 3 years. But this is something totally different kind of fraud. That's
right.
Just a
that's
failure. All right, we're out of time.
Information on the internet.
Yeah.
The people right, that are getting, like Tina, your information on the internet don't understand what they're reading.
Yep. All right, look, we're going to have to pick this up. Michael, try to get me another 2 hours.
By a contractor. That is like if they put in a defective roof.
Yeah.
They put in a, you know.
Yeah, or it's got a cracked foundation or something like that. So,
right. That's
Thank you, Ron. Thank all the callers. Sorry we didn't get to everybody. Michael, I'm going to need more time. This is a really intense subject, so. Let's see what we can do and work on getting another show. Thank you, everybody. Michael Herzog will be back next Tuesday. Please help donations to RBN. We need your help. Take care, everybody. Good night.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening live virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen plan to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile oxysilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today because you can handle the truth.